Welcome to Business Innovators Radio, featuring industry influencers and trendsetters sharing proven strategies to help you build a better life right now.
Welcome. I'm your host, Gail Nowak, and today we're talking with Kay Sanders, intuitive business mentor, Akashic Record Guide, and founder of the Divine Business Academy. She's the international best-selling author of Messages of Inspiration, 365 Days of Inspiration and Motivation, which has been featured on ABC, CBS, Fox, NBC, and dozens of online news sites throughout the U.S. She's also the best-selling author of The Coaching Business Blueprint. Kay is known as the creator of possibilities for her unique ability to help conscious entrepreneurs find that missing piece to making their business a huge success so they can make a big impact in the world and create more freedom in their life. Woohoo! I am all for that, Kay. And today we're going to talk about Akashic Records for business and personal growth. I am so excited to be featuring you in this topic. Welcome, Kay.
Thanks for having me. It's great to be here. And that was an amazing introduction. I couldn't have said it any better.
Well, you've done some pretty amazing things. And I have to say, I am not, I've heard of Akashic Records. And I know some people who are doing this to help people sort of on their personal journeys. And I know that you do it for personal growth and business growth. But can you just explain, can we start with just explaining what Akashic Records are?
Yes, I think that's a great start. And it's also a great question because, I mean, not everyone knows about what the Akashic Records are, or they don't understand it, or it just doesn't make any sense to them. So the way I like to explain it, and really the easiest way to explain it, is think of the Akashic Record. Like, first of all, every person, everything has an Akashic Record. So the Akashic Records is your soul's library of all lifetimes. So you can go into your records to find out about past lives, current lives, future life. You can find out what habits, you know, you're stuck with, or why you keep doing certain things, or why you're struggling for money, why you're struggling for love, whatever it is. You can get guidance in there. You can also do healing within the records. Now, me personally, I'm not so much a healer. I do more of the guidance and giving answers, whatnot. But a lot of Akashic Record consultants, they do a lot of healing in the records as well, cutting cords, cutting, you know, vows from past lives and those type of things. But yeah, the easiest way to understand it is really think of it as your library of all lifetimes, where you can really go in and find out just about anything. I mean, it's kind of like an oracle. You have a question, you can go into your records and you can get the guidance or the answers, or even, you know, like I said, rewrite the story so you can let go of whatever is no longer serving you. So I hope that kind of explains a little bit, you know, makes it a little clear what it is.
Yeah, definitely. And so in hearing that answer, I'm also hearing that this library of sort of our history and our past lives and our maybe our ancestors, like that can actually have an impact on what's happening in our lives today.
Yes, most definitely. Because our soul, in every lifetime our soul enters, our soul wants to have certain experiences and often learn certain lessons that our soul didn't learn in a past lifetime. So, for example, if you had past lives where you struggled for money a lot, or if you've had a lot of trauma around money, either you were rich and were mistreated or you were poor and were mistreated, that can show up in your life today. And especially like as we're talking about, you know, entrepreneurs, if you've had a lot of challenges around money, or even when we're talking about the spiritual community, a lot of spiritual entrepreneurs, they feel a little afraid of actually stepping into the whole woo-woo side. I know for myself, I was like, what, I gotta do the whole spiritual stuff? Right? And it was because in a past life, certain people may have been, you know, cast out because they were witches, or they had spiritual gifts, or they were healers or something like that. So a lot of people may have a hard time in this lifetime to really step into that, embody that, or they have a lot of things from past lives that were passed on to them, or, you know, things that happened to them in a past life that really affects them today. Now, I'll give you a quick story. Like, I'm here in El Paso, and, you know, I never really liked El Paso that much. And even when it comes to my business, I had a hard time really breaking through the market here. And come to find out, I was actually here in a past life where I was killed. I was shot in the back. My family was killed. And that was where this whole anger for El Paso came about. So I had to clear that, and then things started to flow. But it's really like there's so much stuff that can happen in a past life that can then still affect you in this lifetime. So in the Akashic record, you can find out what all, you know, what is going on, what was going on in the past, what's happening. And okay, can we just let go of this now? And you can do all that in the Akashic records.
I love that you said, can we just let go of this now? Right. Because a lot of our sort of traditional or modern day, maybe approaches to something like this might be counseling or therapy. Mm. And I don't mean to dismiss that by any means, but I think that there's a tendency to sort of agonize over the past and marinate in it. And really, it sounds like this is a way to address the past, but really let it go and clear things.
Yeah, most definitely. Because you don't want to hold on to what happened in the past, because let's face it. I mean, what can you do about the past? The past is the past. You can't go back 5 minutes ago or, 10 years ago and make a change, right? Or make a different choice, whatnot. You can learn from and let go of it. And I mean, I don't really believe in therapy either. I mean, yeah, I know, it's an acknowledged modality or whatnot. People like to go there, but I don't believe that you should talk about the past over and over and over and like you mentioned, marinated. Because what is that going to do for you? You're just going to keep reliving the same thing over and over again. And you want to just let go of the all that negative charge that these past things have on you are going to keep you in that negative energy. You want to let go of it. I'm not saying to completely forget about what happened, but just cut the cords on it. Let go of it. You know, I mean, I believe that everything happens for a reason, and it's happening to our highest and greatest good. And yes, even though it's a long stretch, because sometimes we're going through some really, 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 really tough times. I've gone through some very challenging times when my ex-husband left us 2 months after we arrived here in the States, because I'm from Germany. But and like when my coach told me that, you know what, everything happens to your highest and greatest good, I'm like, have you lost your damn mind? Sorry, my language. But I mean, this was not cool. Okay. I mean, I was going through hell. But then it really realized, if it wouldn't have been through the things that I've gone through, I would have never uncovered my spiritual side. I would have never started my business. I would have never become the person I am today. So even though you're going through a whole lot of challenging times in your life, they're all part of your journey to becoming who you are meant to become. And when you realize that and just let go of whatever is holding you back, whatever that negative charge is, you can then move forward and become the person you're meant to become. But if you keep talking about it and reliving the same thing over and over again, you cannot move forward. You're stuck in it. So I like that you mentioned it, because with the Akashic Record, you can really say, okay, I'm done with this. Let's cut the cord on this. Let's move forward. Let's take the negative charge and let's heal whatever is going on, so you can then move forward and let go of it. And sometimes just knowing what was going on, that already is the first step in letting go of it, because then you have a choice. Like without knowing what's been going on, you can be in this whole ignorance, like, I don't know, I don't know, I don't know, right? But when you know, you then have a choice to either keep holding on to it or, hey, I don't want this no more. I'm going to let it go, or do some kind of healing around that. I mean, there's so many different modalities that you can do to heal certain things, from Akashic Record to EFT to, you know, affirmations, energy healing, you name it. But then you have a choice once you know. And with Akashic Record, you can get to the bottom of things, like, why are you doing certain things? What's holding you back? Why are you not making enough money? Why are you not getting no clients? Or, you know, whatever it is that you're struggling with, you can get the answer, and then you have a choice to do something about it, because then you know. So that's the beautiful thing about the Akashic Records.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. And I'd love to hear if you have a specific story or some examples of how this is helping your clients attract more leads, more of their own clients, more success, more money. Because one thing that I have experienced myself, and I know that I'm not alone in this, is that your business can bring up a lot of stuff, like things that maybe you thought you had dealt with, things that you didn't even realize were issues for you. And that can really impact sort of your business journey, right? And so tell me a little bit about how these records can actually help businesses grow, maybe even perhaps in an easier and gentler way.
Yeah, I'd love to. I mean, that's one of the things that's the main thing that I really do with my clients is giving the clarity or within the records. Because when you're in business, I mean, there's so many things that you can do, so many ways you can grow your business. And oftentimes we have questions. We don't really know what's our core message. Who am I really here to serve? I mean, who is really my ideal client? You know, and also what's really holding me back from stepping into this? So the way I really work with my clients, like I give them a reading of 16 questions. That's my first reading. It's like the Ignite Your Business Through Divine Guidance, like a 16 question reading that focuses really on the most important questions any entrepreneur in the beginning stages has. I also have a reading for someone that's already, you know, over the initial hump, and then what's my next purpose? But it really gives them the clear guidance of what's most in alignment with who they are, what they're here to do, and how to make it happen. And I'll give you a story. I'll give you an example of one of my clients. When I started working with him, we were working on, and that was before I really started using the Akashic Records when I first started working with him. So I was just doing the regular thing. Okay, let's create your signature program. Let's try to get you one-on-one clients, yada, yada, yada. But he was not in alignment with that. So he was not really doing the work. And I was like almost at a point like, oh my God, what am I supposed to do with this guy, with this client? I did not know how to help him because whatever we were doing, he was resisting that. And then I was guided to offer him the reading again, which I did. And then come to find out, he's not supposed to start out with one-on-one coaching. He's supposed to start out in group coaching, using speaking as a modality to fill his program and do the group coaching, but more as a mastermind style. We also found out why he was really resisting, because something happened in a past life that, you know, kept him from really stepping into going after his passion, going after his purpose, and really living that, right? So when he got the reading, it just made sense to him that I could feel the shift within his energy that from that point forward, he will start doing the work. Where, you know, before when we were on the call, he was telling me like, oh, I didn't do this, I didn't do that. But now he's actually saying, I did this. I've taken the steps. I am doing this. I've gotten some, you know, clients to work on. So it was really, it helped him shift. And then there was another client that I just gave her the clarity that she was a visibility coach. And one thing that she was doing was that she was really focusing on the more traditional approach of mentoring and coaching and visibility and those type of things. But one piece that was missing for her was including more of her spirituality into the mix, really using just that little word of magical attraction marketing. After we had a session, after we had the call to go over the reading together, she emailed me. She's like, oh my God, Kay, I just had two new clients. Because on the call, I felt the shift within her when she realized that this is what she was meant to do. And, you know, there was more stuff in there. I could feel the shift. And then she was getting more clients. So when you get the guidance around what is most important for you, what is most in alignment with you right now, that's what will get you the results. Because let's face it, I mean, there's so many things out there that you can do to grow your business, from speaking to webinars to lead generation. I mean, you name it. I mean, this stuff is like mind-blowing. Like, oh my God, where do I start? Now, a lot of entrepreneurs, they do the things that these experts talk about. You need to do webinars. You need to do speaking. You need to do this and this and this and this. And this is going to be the one thing that's going to grow your business. But the piece that's missing is, all of those strategies, yes, they work, but it does not mean that they're working for each individual person in that moment, because you want to take actions that are in alignment, taking actions around things that really excite you, that fulfill you, that, you know, that really make you feel good. If you're taking actions based on what you think is the right thing to do or what other experts are telling you you should do, it may not be in alignment, or maybe you're not putting all of you into this. Now, the readings help. When the Akashic Records readings help with getting people aligned, giving them the clarity, the sense of direction, so whatever they're doing will allow them to create that momentum in their business or even scale their business. But it really starts with getting that clarity of what are you here to do? How are you meant to make it happen? And let's keep that, you know, keep it in alignment. So my clients are really getting that roadmap to their success with the reading, that from there, you know, they can reuse it, implement it, go back to it every single day or every week to make sure that they're staying in alignment so they can really create the success they want. So when I found out, when I was getting guidance to use those readings with my clients, and then I tried this the first time, and it blew my mind, because me as a mentor myself, I was getting the blueprint for my clients on how I'm supposed to help them. So that kind of blew my mind. So I was sold on it. Okay, I'll do that.
I'm so glad that you brought this up, because you're right. There's just so much information out there right now. I mean, it's kind of amazing, and it can be a real positive thing, but on the flip side, it's really overwhelming. And I think that a lot of entrepreneurs and creative business owners, especially, who maybe don't have a background in marketing and sales, and you know that there's a learning curve there. They're looking to these gurus, these experts, for answers and solutions, which again, nothing wrong with that. But I think that there's a lack of understanding sometimes, because some of these folks are really great marketers. You know, they do a good job selling their products and their programs. And sometimes I think that people forget it's a system, it's a framework, and it may or may not work for you. You really need to check in with yourself. That alignment piece, I think, does not get talked about nearly enough. Either by, you know, the people who are promoting these systems, or even just by people like us. Hopefully this will bring some awareness to that fact. But I've had this happen with my clients, where they were like, oh, you know, they've dropped off with me to go try somebody else's thing or work with somebody else. And then they come back and they say, you know, you were right. That really wasn't aligned with who I am, and it didn't work for me. And you know, I think that I think as business owners, ethical, responsible business owners ourselves, it's really important to remember that even though we might think we have a solution for our clients, we also have a responsibility to say, you know what, this is a place where, you know, I might have more knowledge than you on this subject, but if this isn't feeling right, we need to talk about it. You know, you don't have to take my advice as gospel, right? And I love that you actually have a tool where people who are helping other people solve problems can get clarity around, okay, my client's not responding to this, or they're resisting, what's going on, or am I even giving them the right piece of advice? Is it aligned with what they're supposed to be doing?
Exactly. So, I mean, that alignment piece is really, really important, because, I mean, even those frameworks that you can learn from all these other gurus, because, I mean, they're proven systems. But the thing is, you want to make it yours based on who you are, you know, and especially like when it comes to the sales portion, right? I mean, I've done a lot of different sales training, learning different approaches of having a powerful conversation and whatnot. But then I really realized is that me personally, as I am into the whole woo-woo side, the spiritual world, I cannot use someone's outline of, let's say, a coaching conversation that is not spiritual based, because there's a big piece missing, which is my spirituality, right? So you need to bring you into the mix. And even with that one client, you know, just that magical attraction marketing, just that using the word magical, right? That is more bringing more of you of your own uniqueness into the mix. That's what's so important. So if you like a certain strategy, you can still use it, but you may want to look at how does it feel better to you? What can you do to make it feel aligned? So let's say you want to start a podcast, for example, right? And actually that's one of the things that I was thinking about too, is like, I don't like the whole consistent, like you always have to post on this day, and you got to be really consistent with that. But sometimes it's just important that you just show up. So maybe you don't post every Tuesday at, you know, 8 o'clock in the morning, but maybe on Tuesday, maybe one day on Thursday, but you go with the flow with whatever feels right to you. So for me, as a divinely guided entrepreneur, I need to go by what feels right for me, because like I have a hard time that like sometimes my creativity is like, nope, not today, nothing is coming. But you really want to be in alignment. And whenever you're doing something that doesn't feel right, that means you're misaligned. So you're not going to get the results that you want. You're not going to move forward. You're going to be sitting there like trying to pull your hair out because it's not working. It feels so hard. But when you step back and you get back into alignment by doing the things that really bring you joy, that feel good to you, or just tweaking the strategy around, tweaking even your perception around, that can help you get back in alignment. And then things flow and then things actually work out. Whereas before, if you're doing someone else's strategy or you're doing it because you think this is the right way to do it or the right thing to do it, then you go swimming against the flow and that's when things get hard. And then that's when things don't really work out. So you really want to be in alignment and be in the flow. And then things actually are working out. But it really got to tune in with yourself and find out, how does that feel? Do I really want this? Or is it just a good idea right now? Maybe sit with that. And maybe like a week later, you're like, ah, you know what? I don't think that was a good idea. So I'm just going to put that aside for right now. And it doesn't mean that it's never a good idea. Maybe you just need a few more months before you're ready. So that's like one thing. But it's really being in alignment is really the key in, you know, growing your business.
Yeah. So why would people not do this? You know, what are some of the common fears that might hold a business owner back from using this tool to support their business?
You mean the Akashic Records or being in alignment?
Both.
Well, the Akashic Records is you get answers. You get the truth. And the truth is not always, you know, what you want to hear. I mean, I have certain clients, I mean, it feels in alignment with what they're hearing, but when they know that maybe they need to make a little shift in their business, it's like, ooh, that's uncomfortable. Because let's face it, success doesn't come from staying in your comfort zone, right? Success right. happens when you do something that stretches you. And I'm not saying like, okay, jump off the cliff and like you have no idea what's underneath it and stuff, you know, but you know, you have to stretch. You have to take certain actions to stretch yourself to move forward. So not everyone is open to doing a reading because for one, they don't really get it. They don't really understand it. Or like I said, you know, it's also, well, then they know, because then if they don't take action, that's on them. They can't say, well, I didn't know, you know, I was doing all the right things, you know, but I didn't know what was going on. With the readings, they know exactly what they're here to do, how to make it happen. And that can bring some fear. I mean, I've had clients before that I've given a reading. They never even, you know, had a follow-up call with me because they were so resistant to getting that answers. It was actually my very first client that I had, that I did a reading for. She never even set up that follow-up call to go with reading together because the reading was giving her all the answers of what she's not doing in her business, what she could be doing that really would get her in alignment. And she was not ready for that, right? So, you know, so that's one thing. Now, as far as being in alignment, it's like we often make decisions based on what we think. Well, when we're thinking, that's our ego mind trying to keep us playing small. So we take actions based on what we think is the right thing, which keeps us in that little bubble of, you know, comfort. Maybe we take a tiny little step outside of that bubble of comfort, but usually we're not going very far. Now, when you tune into your heart and you really check in with yourself and get clarity, I mean, that is key. You need to have clarity of what are you here to do? What do you want to do? What's the outcome you want to have with your business? What do you want the outcome to be for your clients? Your business is going to be the vehicle that will provide you both of those outcomes, the outcome for your clients, the outcome for the life that you want. That's where it starts. And then you want to see, and like one of the exercises I like to do with my clients is like, write down everything. Like you can use your thinking hat, you know, your ego mind for that. Write down everything that you could be doing in your business, the things that you're already doing in your business, things that you have maybe considered. Write down everything. Really brainstorm. Put everything on paper. Then when you're like, okay, now I'm out of ideas. I don't know what else I can do. Then you want to basically tell your ego to take a time out and tune into your heart. Really get connected with yourself. Ground yourself. And then you look at each item that you listed. And you feel into it. You don't think about it. You feel into it. And think about it. And then you feel into it. And let's say, okay, do I really want this? Why do I want this? What's the outcome I would like to have with this? And really feel into it. Does it feel right to you? And you do this for each one. You may make notes of it. Whatever doesn't feel right, you might make a, you know, X next to it because it may just not be good right now. But then you really want to tune into each and every one of them and to find out what excites you, what really gets you angry. Like, oh my God, I can't wait. Like really gets you excited. You know, you got to be like, oh my God, right? You want to have that feeling. And then, you know, at the end, when you have all the things listed that really excite you, you want to pick the one that really gets you fired up. Like, oh my God, I cannot wait to get this started. But then you still want to wait a minute, give it a couple of days, and then check back. Does it still excite you? Or was it just this first, you know, like, oh my God, this is new, you know, the shiny object syndrome kind of thingy. But you want to check in with yourself, like maybe a couple of days later, and then a couple of days later, give it like a week or two to really see, does that still excite you? When you still get the answer, yes, then that's the right thing. Now, a lot of people don't do that because they feel like they have this fear of missing out. Well, if I don't do this right now, I'm not going to get no clients. I mean, I got to do stuff, right? I can't just sit on my behind and like, you know, just tune into what feels right. But the thing is, when you take an action based on what you think you need, or like you're out of this whole need to get client, need to make money, you're swimming against the flow. But when you give yourself the time to really find out what really feels in alignment with you, whenever you're doing this, whenever you're taking that kind of action, starting this project, it will get you the results because it feels in alignment and you're bringing your energy into it. You're bringing your joy into this. But if you're taking the action because, oh my God, I need to start a podcast because, you know, someone said podcast is a great thing for me to get clients, that's the wrong mind frame to set of the mindset to go into this. But if you're saying, oh my God, I need to start a podcast because I want to share my voice. I got to inspire the people with what I have to say. And I don't care if maybe 6 months down the road, only 10 people will listen to my episodes. I just need to share my voice. If you have that kind of feeling, then that's what's going to get your results. Even if it takes maybe 6 months, 7 months, 8 months, or maybe a year. But if you get that feeling, that means you're in alignment. But if you're doing it because you think you need to do it, then it's not. So I hope that makes kind of sense, like, you know, how to really tune in to find out what's really in alignment.
Yeah, no, that's amazing. I love that you walked us through that process. I think that you're addressing the fact that yes, there is a place for the thinking aspect, but it needs to be supported by that feeling piece and being a recovering deep thinker myself, I can totally appreciate what you're saying about really slowing down. You know, sometimes the thoughts and the inspiration and the ideas, they come fast and furious. It's part of being entrepreneurial and being creative and being a creator, and it's amazing. But I think that it can be really easy to get caught up in that. And so also having the patience and the ability to just sort of slow down and check in, like, okay, well, what about this do I like? What's speaking to me? What feels good to me? Is such a powerful combination of both aspects of, you know, being a business owner of that. Yes, you have to, you know, there's a time and place for the brain to be working, and there's a time and a place for your intuition to really be involved in the process. Yes. So thank you for walking us through that. So tell me, you sort of alluded to this at the beginning of the interview, I think, but I'd love to hear more about what inspired you to be this transformational business mentor and intuitive business coach, and bring more spirituality into your business.
Well, it was more so I was sick and tired of getting that smack by the universal baseball bat, you know, pushing me into the direction of the spirituality. Because let me tell you, when I first started out in business, I didn't do anything spiritual-wise. I started out initially as a holistic life coach, but I didn't know what I didn't know, so nothing was really working on that end. But then when I got certified as a professional coach, like I was actually going through coaching school, learning how to actually coach, I decided, you know what, I love the system strategies, web design, all that. I mean, I'm from Germany. I love the process. I love the strategic planning, right? So I was like, okay, I just go into the business side, the business coaching. But for me, it was very, very challenging. Like, even though I was good at what I was doing, and this is not me having a big head, but I knew I was able to help people, but I couldn't get no clients. It was like really like pulling teeth. And then my coach was telling me about this whole mindset stuff. So I was like, okay, you know, I mean, I don't know what you're saying, but okay. So I took a deep dive into personal development, mindset stuff, EFT, yada, yada, yada. But in 2016, I found out that I'm an empath. And I mean, that just blew up in my face. I had no idea what to do with it. I'm like, I'm an empath? What the heck does that mean? You know, what am I supposed to do with that? And then one thing led to another that I uncovered my spirituality. I started working with the angels. Then like I had one awakening after another to the point that I'm like, I need a break. I need a time out here because it was like too much for me. And then I kept getting the cards about the Akashic Records. Also, like, what is that? I don't know. And I had a call, you know, through a lady. Like, I do a lot of LinkedIn outreach and stuff. So I met a lady. She's an Akashic Record consultant. And I was like, give me the spiel. What does that mean? So she kind of gave me a little rundown of what it meant, the Akashic Records, and, you know, and gave me a little taster. And I was like, oh, my God, this is amazing. This is mind-blowing. I was like, I felt like I came home. Mm-hmm. I was like, I need to learn this. So me and her, she became my mentor and she taught me the Akashic Records. And as soon as I started a training, I mean, I just got it. Like I had no problem channeling. I had no problem getting the clear guidance, even for myself. And usually that's the biggest challenge, but I had no problem doing that. But then it was like, I don't want to tell people what to do. I don't want to give them answers. And I hated those virtual face-to-face. I really did not like them. And I really put that aside. But you see, when you have a big purpose and you're not living your purpose and you're resisting the purpose, the universe is very persistent in letting you know that, you're off track here. So I started losing clients. Things just got even harder. I'm like, what is going on? Why am I so struggling? And my guides made it clear to me that, look, you got gifts. You are here to share these gifts with the world. You are the divine messenger. You need to bring the messages from us to the people that really, really need the guidance, the clarity, the sense of direction. And that's kind of like how everything happened. And then it was like, I mean, this is me. I mean, I've been living, breathing this whole woo-woo side for the past 3 years, and I cannot hide this no more. And I know with a lot of people are going through this whole awakening process right now, like more people are awakening to the whole, their intuition, their spiritual side and those type of things. It was became very clear to me that I need to do this. I really need to give people the answers. And I was even trying to go into like healing, but my guides also made it clear to me, I'm not a healer. I'm a messenger. My words, the words that I share through the beings of light, are what are healing. They hold light codes of awakening. I activate people with messages that I share. And I notice that whenever I have conversations, and it really blows my mind whenever I have a conversation with someone and I can feel the energy shifting just by getting the guidance, getting the messages. And it just really blows my mind that I was like, I can't stop. I cannot not do this. I mean, I have this purpose to, you know, bring people the guidance, to bring people the messages and give them the clarity, the sense of direction. Because let's face it, there are so many entrepreneurs out there that are not living their full potential. They're playing small. They're not having enough clients. They're not making the difference that they're here to make. And my purpose is really to help them get out there. My purpose is to help them have a bigger vision for themselves, have bigger aspiration for themselves to make that bigger impact. But it starts with clarity. It starts with a sense of direction. And then from there, I mentor them in helping them move forward, helping them really create that momentum in their business and also scale their business. And when I really saw all these things and even my future and everything and how my life is supposed to unfold, I was just really, I was baffled. I'm like, oh my God, this is huge. I mean, I have some huge shoes to fill that I'm growing into, but it's just really mind blowing that how my messages, the messages I get to share, can really impact someone so massively that they actually shift, they activate, they get clients. They call me like, oh my God, Kate, we just had a conversation. I just got new clients. I'm like, oh my God. So that's really what brings me the biggest fulfillment when I get to use my gifts to help other people to really step into what they're here to do.
Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. Well, before we wrap up, is there anything else that you'd like to share that we haven't yet covered?
Well, I would like to say, I mean, if you feel this calling to do more, to be more, to have more, don't let anything stop you. Whatever you think is holding you back, they're just lies. They're illusions that you've been living by. They're limiting beliefs. They're not real. So find a way that you can really step outside of that, really step into what you're here to do and get the help, get the support, get the clarity, whatever it is that you need to really make this happen. But don't let anything stop you from living your life on purpose, from doing what you're here to do, because people need you, your clients, your future clients, even the people that don't even know that they need you yet, they need you. So don't let anything hold you back.
It's so, so inspirational, so positive. I love your words of wisdom, Kay. How can people find out more about you and your work and what you've got coming up in the future?
Yeah, I mean, my website is kaysanders.com. That's a good spot to find out more about me. Also, my Divine Business Academy, that's a membership platform that might be also a good spot for anyone to check it out. It's divinebusinessacademy.com. I really was guided to create this membership platform for the entrepreneurs, the heart-centered entrepreneurs who really want to get out there and make a bigger difference. So it's really divinebusinessacademy.com, kaysanders.com. I'm also on LinkedIn. I'm a LinkedIn girl, not a Facebook girl. So I'm on LinkedIn. I have some videos on YouTube as well. But LinkedIn would probably be the best, you know, spot to really connect with me, or even my website or my academy.
Excellent. Excellent. So make sure that you check out Kay at all of those places. And thank you so much, Kay, for joining us today.
No, thanks for having me. It was definitely a pleasure.
Until next time, remember, be your best story and share your positive news now.
Thanks for listening to Business Innovators Radio. To hear all episodes featuring leading industry influencers and trendsetters, visit us online at businessinnovatorsradio.com today.